This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. And talk about a Day to Day original, Mike Pesca. He covered just about everything for this show, and he did it with incredible flair. Pesca's back with these thoughts on wrapping things up.
You ever notice how on 24, whenever Kiefer Sutherland tortures a guy, he gets usable intel? Yeah, said Martha Little, my editor. Well, I was watching the program The Shield, and the opposite happened. The torture didn't work. I think it was a direct reaction to 24. That sounds interesting, says producer Chip Grabo. That phrase, that sounds interesting, was the unstated motto of Day to Day when I worked there. A reporter with an ill-defined beat, me, gets a notion, mentions it in a pitch meeting, and is encouraged to follow through. The story makes air.
I'm going to get to the truth. I didn't do it!
That's not the way torture actually works, and that method usually does not yield positive results.
A few months later, I'm listening to Terry Gross on Fresh Air interview someone from a human rights group who has nominated that episode of The Shield for a media award. The human rights activist later tells me he heard the report, my report, our report, on Day to Day. Last week, a publicist called to offer an interview with the diet detective. I remember him, I say. We went undercover together to Crumb's Bakery to research cupcakes.
Okay, we got blackout, coconut, Boston cream. Wow. Do you have any whole wheat?
No. To their credit, Crumb's does not have whole wheat. Because of that report on Day to Day, the publicist tells me the diet detective got his own TV show. What I'm saying is that there is no better gauge of a radio show than the TV shows it inspires. Okay, that is not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that for the 5 3/4 years that Day to Day chased after that which was interesting, I was very happy to be the one dispatched to travel wherever the interesting took place, 26 states by my count. The reporting was also far-flung conceptually. I opened 30 Pepsi bottles on air to prove the company had miscalculated contest odds. I interviewed a loaf of bread. I was encouraged to find unusual ways to examine the decline of the U.S. sock industry.
I'm not threatened.
Lamb Chop is the world's most famous sock puppet.
I am quite confident in the ability of the U.S. sock to compete in the open market.
This has been an Annus Horribilis radioist for me. Many of my favorite radio programs, commercial and public, went away, from shows I worked on for a while.
This was The Bryant Park Project.
To the program I grew up on as a sports-loving New Yorker.
You learn that the Mike and the Mad Dog program will be no more.
The one Howard Stern replacement who's really hitting his stride was canceled.
We're taking me off, and we're putting some Rihanna on, and some Timberlake on, and some Fergalicious on.
Even this reassuring voice will be heard no more.
Paul Harvey, good day.
Of course, the end of Day to Day is the hardest hit in many ways. My friends work there, my NPR career started there, I got to interview a sock. In searching for advice on how to close it out, I thought back to a story I had just covered in October, the World Series. Closer Brad Lidge was in the locker room, having just completed a perfect season, a save in every opportunity, including the save in the World Series. A few years ago, after Lidge gave up a big postseason home run, his career was considered ruined. But even when his statistics were among the worst in baseball, Lidge retained a Nietzschean outlook.
If you really look at any great closer in this game, it seems like they've all gone through a situation, maybe not exactly like that, but something where they give up a home run in a big situation. It just kind of happens, and I think whatever doesn't kill you makes you better.
Let's take our lesson on closing from the best closer in the game. Trust your stuff, trust yourself, don't be defined by your setbacks. Lidge could have let the story end with a ball sailing over his head for a home run. Instead, it ended in perfection. Baseball fans thrill to the achievement, fans of human drama admire his perseverance, and we all listen because the story sounds interesting. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.